HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Frank Caliendo is joining us this week, or today, I guess. Not the whole time, damn it.
Yeah.
Never turned that one
on. Days.
That one never comes on.
That's if he was driving, he would have turned it on.
That's the forgotten mic.
That's what I was thinking.
Of course,
thank you, Eric.
If he was driving, he'd have turned it on because it's his mic. I don't want to hear from him. That's the Dale mic. I always forget to hit that one. I've got these fingers and then the fifth one. That's your mic. But you're here just today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we've got...
almost as funny as when Brady turned the lights off on me in the bathroom.
That's a thing. And it's only really a great joke. I mean, it's fun, but it's only really great when somebody's pooping.
Yeah, it was the number one. I was one
deep
in
the cage.
Yeah, because when Dale has to clean his own ass in that opaque room, it is just, it's
and
maybe the greatest
And you don't know what you're working with?
No, you have no idea what's going
on. In terms of...
Yeah.
I'm not a good guesser.
I just loved turning them off the first time on Dale and hearing, hey, come on, as the door was closing. Because he then had to try to clean his giant body. The darkest room of your... You can't adjust. It's so dark in your eyes.
Waddle over, cover the goods, waddle over, pull the pants up for a second. You know you're not that dirty.
You don't want to risk that. Because they're motion sensors.
Impossible.
So somebody swings that door open and he's standing there, you know... Dale
down
covered
the knees.
Poopy in his back door, and he's got it all over his thighs, probably, and paper in his hands, and he's standing in the middle of it. Oh, Dale's got the CTE.
Maybe we should teach him how to sit.
Yeah,
during that.
Does Frank know Dale?
You know Dale Hellestray, right?
Yeah,
you've met him a few times.
Yeah.
He can't have those moments where his pants are down, covered in poop at work, because then, like most NFL players his age, they'll assume it's brain trauma and they'll send him away.
Yeah, you can't do
that. So he's got to sit in the darkness and try to clean himself. I don't think Dale's very clean down there anyway. Stewart to move without a wet towel on a stick. I don't think Dale's doing a whole lot of.
That's why he has
backdoor
that
cleansing.
Stick.
That's why he carries it around. You think it's a cane, but it's too short. Yeah.
You play jokes like that on Michael Strahan and Howie and all.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time. Strahan would be like, "Why don't turn out the lights again?"
Oh, Frank.
Yeah. And Terry had to try to clean himself. How about Terry Bradshaw doing the bathtub door? Commercials. Have you seen that?
I've not seen that.
He's like, everybody asks me how come I'm so young and fun. And it's because he's got a shower with and a bathtub with a door on it now. It's
I'll
the weirdest
what,
transition
I'll
ever.
Tell you what makes me. All his commercials. He's just fun. Like halfway through a commercial, they have to. Everybody just gets up, goes home, and lets him do whatever he wants.
Right.
There's no way. I was tired of being fat and ugly. And that's why I'm on Nutrisystem. They can't help you with ugly. What are you talking about? For a while, I thought I was a coconut. I used to hang from a tree and help the professor solve problems.
Rewind this. Listen to the beginning of Terry, how excited he is about
I got a secret. If you're wondering how I stay so active and energetic these days, and I know you are, it's my Safe Step walk-in tub. Oh, yeah. I know what you're thinking. Terry, I'm not ready for a walk-in tub yet. Well, did you know that Safe Step
now
offers...
Hold on, I got my guitar right next to the tub.
Yeah, he's got a guitar next to it.
Relaxing, therapeutic bath, or a stand-up shower.
Terry Bradshaw's secret
he's
is...
He's lost his...
I'm going to laugh at myself in case you aren't.
Yeah. I laugh, just in case. It doesn't make sense to me that would give you more energy, having a door in your bathtub.
I got a football in my bathtub and a real big shower head.
When did he turn into wacky Robert Duvall? I didn't even realize.
He is fat, wacky Robert Duvall.
You know what? I don't give you a lot of compliments.
That's
and I'm
a good
not going
one.
To right now.
Yeah.
But if That's... I liked you, I'd say brilliant.
Good job. Well done. Yeah. He's the guitar and the football to remind you, in case you forgot during the bathtub commercial, this is Terry Bradshaw.
Hi, I'm country singer, football thrower, Terry Bradshaw. And I don't just think of me for the things you know me for, like football throwing and strumming the guitar. I want you to think of me as a bubble bath maven.
Lonesome tub.
Keep in mind where he came from. He was standing in the void there.
He's hiding in the corner of the bathroom. And also, the bathroom has like a secret curtain like Oz.
Let me explain to you what... Here's the thing. This is how this commercial went down, I'm pretty sure of it. I got some ideas.
Just let him go.
I know you guys wrote this little paper out, but I'm not good at reading and whatnot. Yeah. So I just thought I'd do some make 'em ups here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sneak out. You ever see Sacco? I'm just gonna pop out of somewhere.
I have a feeling the meeting sounded like this.
Uh-huh. Let's do this.
Those are some really good ideas for somebody else. I got a guitar, some cowboy boots, some loafers.
So I think what they're trying to do through the marketing genius is you've known Terry as a football thrower. You've known him as a guitarist. Now let's add a third thing you're going to know him for, bathtubs. And if you put all three things together, you don't need Terry to even say it's Terry
before.
Bradshaw.
They probably said, Terry, describe what your bathroom looks like.
Right.
Well, I got my guitar, my cowboy boots.
Right. He's a cowboy.
His mirror
who needs
is
a bath.
Nose height.
Yeah, his mirror's a little low.
It is.
It's absurd. I watched it yesterday while I was watching the 2 minutes of the old Matlock, and there it popped on.
I could have been
They know their audience.
Oh, they know their audience.
I could have been Matlock.
I think the thing about their audience they don't know is the phrase, hey, Terry, I'm not ready for a walk-in tub yet. No, everybody watching that except me is ready for a walk-in tub. And hey, frankly, I'd take a walk-in tub. It doesn't sound so
bad. It'd be great if you open that closet. There's my Matlock suit.
It's blue.
Like a light powder blue gray or something like that. Watch me dance.
But the beginning, play the beginning again where he said, like, there's no logic to why he's got energy. It doesn't
matter. And where he's coming around the corner there.
I got a secret. If you're wondering how I stay so active and energetic these days, and I know you are, it's my Safe Step walk-in tub. Oh, yeah.
That does not make any sense. First off, why?
Because I have a secret, John.
What's the secret? He starts yelling.
A secret.
Like within a second, he's shouting out the tub's name and everything. It's the weirdest commercial I've ever seen. Next to the one I was talking about yesterday, where now toilet paper has ruffles on it. Because there's two gay guys.
This isn't a Terry Bradshaw.
This is no. It would be, though.
Shh. I got a secret. I can't clean up down there, so I got, you know, Ruffles potato chips.
It's got ridges.
I spent years with an itchy butt. Oh, Terry, no. Football, guitar, itchy butt.
Cheetos.
<Yeah. laughs> Howie, you know.
But the
it's like a comet tail.
We did the thing yesterday with these two gay guys. We're talking about introducing one to the mother. You know,
to the parents.
About to introduce my new boyfriend to my parents. Better make sure he's cleaner than normal.
No, like, that's not the commercial.
That is that is the message of the commercial.
Toledo, pull
that. You want to make sure that he's ready to meet your mom, and it's about ruffled toilet paper.
Northern.
Because it was Cottonelle.
That's
evidently, gays need more traction in their toilet paper than we do.
We did. This is how bad Terry Bradshaw commercials are. Back with Frank TV, we did Terry Bradshaw for a funeral home. I'll endorse anything. I got a secret.
Don't wake him.
This guy had some of my crushed up sleeping powder pills.
Shh. Everything's secret. Yeah, the Cottonelle commercial is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a guy, and you know, because you know when you met Michelle's parents, the inevitable, butt inspection.
Yeah.
You had to be, you know, because they were like, all right, he seems like a nice guy. Let's
prepare with Cottonelle down there, because today you meet the parents. So before they sit you down, give your booty a confidence boost with cleaning ripples that remove more at once
peach,
for a superior
Frank.
Clean and make you feel like the kind of guy he takes home to mother. Care.
That's right.
Down there, care with Cottonelle.
Because what you want when you're meeting the parents is knowledge that your anus is spotless.
Well, his butt seems clean.
I didn't like his personality, but his ass was crystal.
Meet the... I could.
Yeah, it's that's what it's called then. Meet the I have a beeper. Yeah, so anyway, TV's lost its mind. Frank, are you ready to play a game with us today?
Yeah, hey, I cut off my plug earlier. CB Live.
Driving. I was driving.
Seats taken.
I've got a secret.
Seats taken.
I've got a secret.
Doors are locked.
Frank is at CB Live next week. You can go to cblive.com. One night only over
one,
there.
One show.
That's
only.
It.
Not
oh, one show. You're not, and you're not going to add.
Special St. Paddy's Day show.
Is it just
it's
that day?
March 15th.
Almost St. Paddy's Day.
Just that one
day.
Show. That's
Brady and I will be at Joel Osteen that day.
Oh, really?
I'll be wearing
someone
a butt
Someone will be clogged
plug.
Up.
O-ring.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm wearing a butt plug.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Lost a bet.
Bluetooth. I lost the Super Bowl bet. Bluetooth controlled, and I sit next to Brady while he enjoys the Lord, and I vibrate violently next to him. anally.
That's right, Frank.
It's a great bet I won.
And Brady won this bet.
And who set up the bet?
I did.
You came up with that idea?
Because why did we do this?
I don't
know. To make him a
cup. Oh, we're trying to see. Well, because the loser had to wear a butt plug to Joel Osteen.
A butt plug to Joel Osteen to make Brady uncomfortable?
Well, yeah. Brady would have had to wear the butt plug to Joel Osteen. But because he won, now I have to wear the butt plug to Joel Osteen.
Do you enjoy Joel? Nobody likes
Joel Osteen.
Okay,
but Brady felt it was disrespectful to Joel Osteen.
He does.
I watch him every week.
Okay.
I can't get enough.
I like to start with a joke.
And his blinking is just absurd. It's like if he was an animatron, you'd turn him off for a little bit and adjust the blinking. Something's not right with it.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming and letting us into your homes. I'd like to start with a joke. Something funny.
Then he tells a terrible story of judgment and horror. And moves on. He's awful. But the bet was...
Hold on. I got a new idea. Joel O. in Vegas taking over for the Michael Jackson show.
It's water-based. There you have it, Joel O.
Joel O. Ray. I like to start with something fun.
But the original bet was Brady would have to go to Joel Osteen with a plug-in. And it made him very nervous, and he fought it the whole time because he doesn't want to disrespect Joel Osteen, who is just an awful criminal.
I think he's wearing a lot of makeup on this TV interview.
You think? People aren't normally fuchsia.
When he talks, he blinks.
He blinks constant. But you know why?
Because lying is hard. Yeah, my eyes are going to bug out.
Eye contact is important.
I can't listen to him. Anyway, yeah, you count the Holy blinks. Does this account the blinks?
Those comments is they don't realize that the church was flooded. This or the church flooded before in 2001.
There was a point during
the heavy rains where it was just
blinks
1 foot
way
from
too much for human beings.
How dry are his eyes?
We wouldn't be here right now. But
not
it's a
very
issue. But
what do you need Ben Stein
about
dry eyes?
When the George Brown, the big shelter filled up, people started coming here. So, I don't know. I think sometimes people try to make that narrative that, you know, we're not
insane.
Open to people. But we've been doing
every
this for 60
you
years.
Every bell you hear, Joel Osteen gets
what
a blink.
What do you make of all of this? Because you, gosh, I mean.
You're just handing out wings right now.
You're an amazing man. Yeah. I watch you on Sundays. Your messages are always positive and happy. And you have so much love for other people. And when you hear this negativity, and you hear people saying that your church is closed, clearly it's not. We
would be great if human beings' eyes did.
Bing every time. Picture of the outside and said, look, but then we just showed pictures that you actually sent us inside your church. What do you want to say to the critics?
You know, I don't pay much attention to it. You just keep moving forward.
He gets going so fast. He blinks. When I watch his shows on Sunday, sometimes his eyes just shut and he keeps talking, and then he just like has a flutter blink. It's an incredible amount of blinking.
You just got to keep moving forward and just, you know, doing your best, not letting other people.
No, his eyes are closed more often than open.
He's giving signals to aliens.
Yeah, no, he's definitely. He's a hostage.
So, Frank, sorry, we're missing your show.
Hold on. Did it?
And, you know, there's safety issues. This is a huge storm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
He's trying to get some help. Things going on that people don't.
Please help me.
So, did anybody ever break that into Morse code?
Somebody needs to figure out what he's saying because there's something going on.
Ooh, that could be
only when he's still. Well, that's what those hostages used to do in that Vietnam interview, that famous one where the guy was blinking out his, like, thought where he was. So he blinked out in Morse code what it was, and they figured it out. It's like, he's blinking weird. And then he blinked out a message to the people they sent the video to.
That's brilliant.
That was really.
You might have something there, Frank.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen's on it. Anyway.
Also, they're rebuilding a roof of somebody from Katrina just last week. I know our men's ministry.
Frank Caliendo's over at CB Live. Next week, you can go. What day is the show? Friday?
Friday, March 15th. Right,
that's the night that we'll be at Osteen. Shoot, Brady. Well, we can shoot over afterwards.
Yeah, with your butt plug
and
in.
Plug up for Frank's show as well.
Oh.
I can't wait because when he's like, this is my Bible, this is my life. And you're just, Brady's just going to hear.
I'm so sorry.
Show. You're really put. I can't. Come on.
Want to see it?
Yeah, it's in the office there. We'll show it to you.
Would you like one?
Yeah, we got extra.
Grab the piggy tail.
I'm good.
There's one with the piggy tail that Brady was going to have to wear.
The piggy tail?
Yeah, it's got a real piggy tail. We'll get it.
Come on down to Porkopolis. Plug yourself because it'll come pouring out. You'll be so full, you'll plug your holes.
Yeah, there it is.
That's the piggy tail.
Oh, dear heaven.
I'm not wearing that.
What is that?
That's the business end, Frank.
Okay. it's a corkscrew.
That's pleasure town.
I was trying to think. It doesn't work that way, right?
No. And it goes in. The blunt end goes in, and then the piggy sticks out, and then Brady crawls around on his hands and knees, and Ronnie's like, who's daddy's little piggy? And then they...
You're not wearing that one?
No, that would have been Brady's because he's like the Porkopolis guy. I'm going to wear the vibrating Bluetooth one so I can control it with my phone and make Brady more uncomfortable during quiet moments to vibrate the entire row.
That man seems to be hovering on that chair. No, I think he's wearing a piggy plug.
That man's beehole sounds like it's playing a didgeridoo.
We got to get a meet and greet, so it'll really make Brady uncomfortable.
I just want to start by saying thanks for coming. Does anybody what? Hear that hum? What's that hum?
If you do meet him, if you were to meet him,
blink. Just blink the whole time. What's going on? You have it too.
I can't help it, Joel.
Can you cure me of this?
I too am wearing a vibrating butthole. Makes my eyeballs crazy.
I think that your vibrating butt plug was actually Shaq there.
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. I'm stuck up
it
in your ass.
It sets the voice of Shaq.
Can you dig it? I'm digging it right now. Digging it in. Kobe has my ass test. Cobra Kai.
He just says catchphrases. That's Martin Cove's birthday.
Marty Cove's birthday. Cobra Kai up in your ass.
Yes, I'm celebrating Marty Cove's birthday. A Piggly Wiggly. A visit from the Piggly Wiggly.
He'd endorse it. Talk about a guy who endorses everything. I'm surprised Shaq doesn't have the bath.
Big bank.
Hold
on.
Anyway,
let me just
stop.
Hold on.
I'm driving.
Hold on. I'm pulling the general out. Hey, where'd the general go?
I found him. He's doing his job.
Powders the general.
I'm driving right now. So Frank's going to join us. We'll do a little giveaway here. We got NASCAR tickets to give away, I think, right?
Yeah, NASCAR and Asking Alexandria.
Oh, my.
The, unscripted show.
All right, we'll tell you how we're going to give them to you next. It's 98.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.